Hello, everyone. This is Dry Ink, a podcast where we talk to members of Truman Media Network about the stories they are covering. I'm Sydney Ellison, TMN's editor-in-chief, and for our first episode of 2024, I will be talking to True Life editor Mara Callahan about her story in the latest issue of The Index. Hi. Hello, Mara.
Hi, Sydney.
So tell me a little bit about what you do as an editor and what originally got you interested in TMN.
Yeah, so as an editor, I'm in charge of accumulating like story ideas and assigning stories to the writers and our staffers, as well as editing and providing any feedback or information they might need. And then I also get to design pages, which is something that I really, really enjoy. And I guess I was on my high school newspaper and loved it. I have always loved journalism, like magazines and stuff like that. So when I came to Truman, that was like one of the first things that I decided to try to get involved in. And I love seeing the index lying around. Mm-hmm. And I like being able to pick it up and know like, oh my gosh, I helped with that. Or like, I know who wrote that story. Yeah. So, yeah.
I also did it in high school. So we have a similar beginning here.
Yes.
So the story we'll be talking about today is about Mitch Etter, a Truman alumnus who is returning to Kirksville to perform with his band. Can you tell me a little bit more about this story? How did you hear about it and stuff like that?
Yeah, so Dr. Cinciola actually informed all of the index staff about the story. So he taught Mitch when he was a student at Truman. He was his public speaking teacher, and they got really close. They remained friends after he graduated. So I was able to talk to Dr. Cinciola about Mitch before, and he gave me his information, his contact info. And it was really, I really, really liked writing. This is one of my favorite stories that I've worked on, mm-hmm. I think, since being on staff, just because Mitch had a lot in common with me and with a lot of, I think, the other like TMN workers, because he used to be on TMN. So,
as True Life editor, obviously you're assigning stories, so you assigned the story to yourself. I think what stuck out to you the most without having talked to Mitch at all about this story?
I think just the opportunity to talk to someone who is connected to Truman's campus but isn't necessarily on Truman's campus, mm-hmm. Was exciting for me. Because I love getting to know everyone around school, but it was cool to kind of see the perspective of someone who had had the experience of being a Truman student and is now like utilizing those skills outside of the college life. So I think that was originally what stood out to me, was wanting to talk to him. And I also really like music, so that was cool that he's a musician and being able mm-hmm. to talk to him about it.
Etter is also an alum of TMN. He was involved with our radio station. Can you tell me more about what that conversation was like?
Yeah, like I said before, I loved being able to talk to him. My interview with him was right before Labor Day, before I left for home. So I was kind of like stressed about like, I have to get this done in time. But it ended up being like so cool. The first thing that stood out to me was he was wearing a like vintage KTRM shirt. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun at first. Yeah. He was like, yeah, he was really excited about being able to revisit, I think, that part of his past, because he really loved being able to work for the radio. And it was kind of, again, special to see someone who is succeeding in something that I hope to do or something that's similar along those lines. He was a communications major, and to be able to see how like successful he is and how he's utilized the skills he learned here at Truman to propel his career was really cool. He gave me lots of advice, and he asked about the index and everything and how mm-hmm. it's going. So it was kind of cool, because he also, not that people don't usually treat me as like a professional journalist, but he definitely like did in a way yeah. that was really cool and made me feel pretty special. So yeah,
that's great. In the story, something that stuck out to me particularly is him mentioning that freshman year gave him a chance to restart and redefine. I really connected with that point, because I think a lot of college students like completely remake themselves freshman year. Can you tell me a little bit more about that point that he was talking about?
Yeah, I think one of the main things he said was in high school, he always knew that he really liked music and that he wanted to start a band, but he didn't really know how to do that. And like the friends that he had weren't super interested in that aspect of music. And so being able to come to Truman and be at a campus that like celebrates so many different like artistic ventures and stuff like that, mm-hmm. he was able to find people that wanted to do the same things as him and that were like really passionate about it too. And so he was able to take what he wanted to do and actually like bring it to fruition. And in a way that he hadn't in high school, because people didn't know him on campus. So he was able to be like, I am a musician, and introduce himself as that versus like, I want to be a musician or I'm trying to be. It was kind of like he was able to just make that his sole like personality mm-hmm. right when he got there. So people knew, oh, he wants to be in a band. He's in a band, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that idea of like taking ownership of your passions and hobbies is something everyone should strive for.
I agree.
Moving on, what was your favorite part of the interview? Did anything stand out to you about Eder, either as a musician or just as an alumnus of the same school we go to?
Yeah, I learned a lot through the interview with him. I think about kind of my own goals and aspirations and how I can actually, again, like make those happen. Because sometimes it's like you're in college and you know what you want to do, you know what your major is, but picturing it outside of Truman and Kirksville is a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to be able to talk to him about that. And it honestly felt more like a conversation with like someone to look up to rather than a formal interview, just because his temperament was so like, it's kind of like a big brother energy a little bit, where he was like asking me about my passions and giving me feedback and relating his own experience to that. So I really loved getting to know him. And it was also, I'm really excited to let the other Truman students get to know him in this setting too. I know he's coming to perform very soon. I believe it's this Friday.
I think so.
So I think that'll be really exciting. It's always cool to see like an alumni do something.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah.
Will you be going? Will you get to see him in person?
I hope so. I have to look at my schedule, but I think it would be something that I'd love to do. And I'd love to give him a paper if he hasn't. I need to talk to Dr. Chinchola and see if he's gotten in touch with him about that. But if not, I would love to try to make it. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be going? Do you know?
I think time will tell. I guess.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's a busy season right mm-hmm. now, but
I know it's Red Barn this weekend.
Yes. Crazy. Yeah. Family weekend.
So what was your overall purpose while you were writing this story? What did you want to convey to readers? What do you hope they took away from it?
Yeah, I think I really wanted readers to see how many possibilities you have after graduating from Truman, and also how many different options you have no matter what your major is. I think sometimes people, I am guilty of this, can get kind of like defined by their major, or like think if I'm going to be a poli-sci major, there's only like four different paths I can take, or there's only these many jobs I can have. And really you can, once you have a degree, any degree, kind of do with it what you mm-hmm. want. And so I just hoped that students saw that from reading this, that you learn from your time at Truman, but it doesn't kind of make or break what you do afterwards. Definitely. Yeah.
That's a great thing. All right. Thank you, Mara, for joining us. That is all for this episode, but look forward to more Dry Ink in the future.